Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast, where editors of Managed Healthcare Executive chat with healthcare executives in the C-Suite and professionals. Our conversations are about the most important issues facing American healthcare today, such as its cost, effectiveness, delivery, organization, and its fairness. Listen in, learn a lot. Hi everyone, my name is Brianna Contreras and I'm Associate Editor of Managed Healthcare Executive. In this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast, I had the pleasure of speaking with Sach Jain, CEO of Carrum Health. In our discussion, we touched on how adopting value-based care is treating conditions and lowering cost burdens, but there remains to be concern in medical spend when it comes to planned surgeries. Sach and I also talked about how adopting bundled payments can be just as good of a solution as a newer price transparency rule when assisting in patients' high medical costs. Hello, Sach. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Brianna. How are you?
Good, thank you. So to get started, can you first just tell me, you know, your role at Carrum Health and what's the mission of the organization?
Sure. So I am founder and CEO of Carrum Health, a company that we started back in 2014. And before starting Carrum, I had spent a good number of years in working with payers and providers, and I spent a lot of time in the value-based care space of healthcare, which was taking off because of healthcare reform. And my hope was that all the effort that CMS was making in pushing the system towards value-based care models like bundle payments and ACOs, large payers and providers will get on board, and you know, things will move away from the fee-for-service world, which has a lot of issues. And through my work with some of these large entities, it became clear that that will take a while for them to get on board, just because you know they all are entrenched in the world of fee-for-service. So we felt, why not we create an organization that catalyzes the change to value-based care and help the system move away from fee-for-service? So that is the mission behind the organization, and our focus starting Carrum from the early days has been on surgical spend, and especially of self-insured employers. So surgical spend is almost half of the total spend of self-insured employers, and that is where we are bringing the magic of value-based care.
Wonderful. Now, can you give myself and our listeners an example of how Carrum Health serves its clients with the more value-based approach, and I guess how that's made possible?
Sure. So we work with self-insured employers like, let's say, a US Foods, which is a Fortune 500 company and one of the Carrum customers. They are a self-insured employer who have a carrier to manage their healthcare spend. And you know, they essentially rent their network from the carrier, through which, you know, the PPO discounts, et cetera, are available. What Carrum Health does is when a US Foods decides to adopt Carrum Health solution, their employees now have access to some of the best surgeons and health systems within their geography as well as across the nation, who truly excel in the specific type of surgeries that Carrum offers. So if an employee of US Foods require a joint replacement procedure, they can come on Carrum's platform and they can essentially shop and compare which are the best providers near them and across the nation that excel in the joint replacement procedure. And they can pick that provider, and then Carrum Health basically takes over from there and make the connection between the patient and the provider. We provide tools to the member to manage the entire episode of care. And we have a patient care team that help manage the entire episode of care for the member, in addition to providing tools. After all said and done, the beauty is that member never have to worry about the quality of care, because these surgeons, these health systems have been picked by CAREM through perhaps the industry's most rigorous criteria for quality. And so there's a peace of mind for the member on the quality front. There's a peace for the member, from the member standpoint on the process front. They never have to worry about what is the next step in the surgery, what will happen after the surgery, because we have streamlined all those steps for them. And most importantly, they never will see any medical bill in the entire episode of care, because their employer, which in this case is US Foods, will cover the entire medical span for that procedure. So from a financial uncertainty point of view, there are no bills, let alone any surprise bills. And after all said and done, US Foods will pay typically half for these procedures compared to what they traditionally pay through their PPO plans.
That's a very wonderful just form of care in general. And that's a great definition of value-based care right there. Just being, I want to say, more accessible, very easily accessible and very compassionate. Like you said, no surprise billing. I feel like it's more of a compassionate way of, serving clients and patients.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that surgeries typically are a very stressful event in anyone's life. And in the current setup of our healthcare system, patients find themselves really at a loss of, should I be getting a surgery? Is it necessary? And then where should I go for the surgery? How much will I pay? All of that is pretty much a black box. And when you think you have a nice insurance, you walk into a hospital that it is, part of my PPO network. And after all said and done, the bills start coming your way. And, the way we pay for surgeries in US is like buying a car part by part. Everyone is busy billing for all different parts of the car. No one is worried about whether the car actually works or the driver has a good experience. So what we have done at CAREM is to make healthcare almost like buying the whole car, and it comes with a warranty. So for a member and for an employer, they absolutely know what they are purchasing and how good this product is.
Wonderful, thank you. Now to follow, so as healthcare continues to evolve with virtual care and telehealth and value-based care practices, which are obviously, like we said, helping patients treat particular conditions and create more lower cost burdens. What has CAREM noticed that there is still a large demand for?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot that is happening in the digital health space today. There are many companies that have scaled really well and have gone public. Teladoc is a great example, and Livango, Omada, Hinge Health, One Medical. All these are, companies that, have done really well in digital health. And they, in some ways, are bringing more telehealth, more virtual care, more patient-based care to the system. The challenge is that almost all these companies are focusing on the primary care and the chronic care span of healthcare, and which is, we absolutely need to focus over there. But half of the medical span in our healthcare system are on surgical procedures, which is driven by less than 10% of the members. And that is where we feel there's still a huge gap where, there are not many companies playing in that space or addressing that span directly. And the reason being, it's a messy world dealing within surgeries and requires working with large health systems and creating the right incentives for them. so that they change the behavior compared to what they used to of in the regular PPO networks. And so so we see that as a huge white space. That's and that is where we feel value-based care models and especially bundled payments can be very effective.
Got it, thank you. Now, if you can share, how can key stakeholders prepare for increased utilization in telehealth or to better manage costs and ultimately improve outcomes for themselves and for patients?
So I will say as purchasers in this space, especially employers, are becoming more and more sophisticated about the new solutions that are coming to the market. And you know, there's no shortage of digital solutions out there that are targeting employers. I believe employers need to watch out for, you know, what is real and what is noise. And so solutions that have a track record of delivering better outcomes while also improving the patient experience as well as lowering the cost. Every solution need to be, you know, evaluated on all those three dimensions. And there are not that many that can actually deliver real value across all those three dimensions. It also helps that, you know, any solution that is out there, they will share, you know, they are doing great work here and there, but I think just having a third party validation for a solution also helps employers in terms of, you know, making sure they are backing the right solution and making it available to their employees. And the final thing I will say is that the first generation of the digital health solutions that have come, there are a lot of promises made in terms of their ability to bend the cost curve. And typically the way it is done is that, you know, you implement the solution today and in few years, you will see the downstream impact of that solution in your claims. And more often than not, that downstream impact never actually appears. So for employers, they just need to, especially in this current time when COVID has created a lot of disruption in the market and employers are looking for solutions and they should look for solutions that can deliver more immediate ROI and a very tangible ROI as opposed to, you know, something that is promised down the road but never actually appears.
Okay, great, thank you. Now, continue more on the topic of, you know, managing costs. While the industry has made some progress with the recent passage of the price transparency rule, it's been noted that transparency alone doesn't really solve the complexity of medical billing or the patient's ability to cover out-of-pocket costs for a procedure, more so essentially because they know the price in advance. That doesn't always, you know, it's not always the cause. So I guess what needs to change in that sense with the transparency rule?
Yeah, I mean, transparency was the very first focus on which, you know, the whole digital health revolution started, you know, almost a decade ago. And obviously with the new transparency in coverage rule, it is back into the conversation. And you know, we absolutely believe in transparency should be an essential part of the solution we are looking for to fix our healthcare system. You know, for any well-functioning market, until you know what the prices really are, you know, you can't fix it. So that's really a first step in the process. But transparency alone will not fix what is truly broken in our healthcare system. And the part that is truly broken is misaligned provider incentives. So just shining the light on how much providers are being paid by different parties do not necessarily change how providers operate and how providers are incentivized in the process. And so in our fee-for-service world, the providers are incentivized to do more as opposed to do what is right. And hence, until you address that part, nothing else will really come out of just transparency. And a great example of that is a market like Maine, which has a version of this rule in place already for many years. If you go to a website like comparemaine.org, there you can see by different procedures what different payers are paying to different health systems in that state, which is essentially what the latest transparency in coverage rule does. But despite all of that, Maine is one of the highest cost market in US in healthcare. And the reason again being that transparency alone can't fix what is broken. The transparency needs to be combined with changing the incentives for the providers in terms of aligning their incentives with lower cost and better quality. And when we started Carem, right from day one, the focus was on how we can bring providers into this ecosystem where they are systematically being incentivized to deliver value-based care, which is continuing to lower costs and deliver better quality outcomes. And they are rewarded in the process. And we work with these providers, we bring them on the platform under our standardized bundle payment arrangements, and then we make them compete for the employer's business. And once you put all those pieces in place, the magic happens. And so some of the results that we have been able to achieve at Carem Health is, are just, starting, looking back at it, from 6-7 years ago, just feel we have managed to crack the nut in some way. So we have brought the unit cost down for these procedures by over 45%. While also avoiding almost 30% of the surgeries that would have happened if Carem wasn't in place. And these results are validated by peer-reviewed, third-party organizations like RAND, which published a study in Health Affairs.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much for that. And that's actually all I had for you on the topic, but if there's anything else you'd like to share about managing costs, or care for patients through these practices, please feel free to share.
Yeah, I mean, value-based care in healthcare is a topic that get a lot of people passionate and there's a lot of promise in those models. Our view is that if you try to change the system, all in from day one, it's just very challenging. You need to pick specific areas where model can be proven and you can continue to build upon it. And so what we have done at Carem is that, we focus on the surgical span, which is very, very underserved market. And even there, we've started with specific procedures, showed that if you truly, combine transparency with right incentives for the providers with the right technology, you can meaningfully bend the cost curve while improving patient outcomes and experience. And my hope is that, the model that Carem is bringing to the market, it inspires others to go down the same path and bring value-based care to, all different aspects of healthcare, not just surgical care span.
Of course. And like you said, there's many people that are very passionate about this topic today. And you can see that it is a very growing form of care in a sense that it's, people are moving away from that fee for service. So, with groups like Carem Health, it's another step forward, which is wonderful.
Absolutely. And I will say, that, you know, none of these changes happen overnight. Changing the payment model takes years, if not decades. You know, the model of us buying goods, you know, over internet through e-commerce, you know, started in 90s and still being played out. So we see the value-based care playing out in the same fashion that, you know, 2010 was the first decade when the genie was out of the bottle, but still, you know, a couple of decades to go before we truly say goodbye to the world of fee-for-service.
I'm sure many are looking forward to that. Satchel, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you for, you know, not only educating me a little bit more on this topic, but, you know, the listeners out there who need a little more insight themselves.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and follow Managed Healthcare Executive on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. For more information on Managed Healthcare Executive, visit our website at www.managedhealthcareexecutive.com.